It's April Fool's Day, a day for good-natured practical jokes, and I know I always want to be a little more careful this day in order to avoid getting fooled. Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki. The tradition of April Fool's Day seems to go back to the time of the English poet Chaucer, around the year 1400. There is also a strong tradition in Christianity, especially in the Eastern and Russian Orthodox churches, of holy fools for Christ, people who chose to live in a contrary way that would look foolish to most people. They did this either to hide their holiness or to challenge the world to consider what is really important. For example, these holy fools for Christ might go around homeless and desperately poor in order to show the world that what really matters is not earthly treasure, but heavenly treasure. Like St. Francis of Assisi, these holy fools tell the world the real fools are those who depend upon their wealth. We see this in the gospel. Remember when Jesus told a parable about a rich man who amassed a lot of wealth, added on to his barns to store his goods, and told himself that he could now rest and eat and drink and be merry? God said to him, "You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and who will get all the things you accumulated for yourself?" And remember the parable of the wise man who built his house on rock, and the fool who built his house on sand? Jesus used this as an example to illustrate how foolish it is to depend on material things which are passing, just as we must all one day pass. So, while you may not be able to avoid being made the brunt of a practical joke today, if you make sure that you are building your life on Christ, you won't be a fool in the end.